Tired of your boss saying let's circle back and never circling back?
I am.
Did your company just throw a pizza party instead of giving bonuses?
Those bastards did!
Still recovering from the office holiday party where someone sang baby got back in front of HR?
Yes, I'm fucking angry now!
Well, call the employee feedback line at 914-357-4178. Leave us a voicemail about the dumbest thing your job did this week. Micromanagers, mystery meetings, motivational emails, and sinking ship gifts. We want it all.
Yep, 100%. This is a real number, folks. So your rant might just make it onto above my pay grade. It's anonymous. We'll change your voice. You'll either sound like an angry gerbil or a dark overlord from outer space. Whatever you choose, but we will change it.
That's right. Again, that number is 914-357-4178. Call now before your next optional meeting starts.
Oh, God.
Warning. The opinions and advice you are about to hear on the Above My Pay Grade podcast are presented to you by two complete morons. If you follow them and ruin your career, that's on you. Please seek real advice from people you trust. Seriously, don't be an idiot. The Above My Pay Grade podcast starts now.
I don't know why we expect people not to be idiots, Jimmy, when we're idiots ourselves. Yeah. I mean, yeah. It kind of doesn't moron. Make any sense. We're asking too much of people. Am I wrong? No. Good show. Yeah. Talk to you next week, everybody.
All right. And credits.
Just wanted to give a quick little thank you to Amazon Music for leaving the feature up for an extra week.
Appreciate
that's kind of
that.
Cool, right?
Well, that's what the money we paid him.
Goes. What? No, we didn't pay anything. What are you talking about? You fucker. You're a liar, Jimmy. That's why I fired you last week.
Bastard.
I'm surprised to see you here.
Well, you know, keep serving donuts and drinks. I'm gonna stop by.
Well, you know, last week we talked a little bit about the company ditching their employees at the end of the year, some of the dumb fuckery that they do. And we were thinking, you know, maybe this week we'd focus a little bit on you, the employee, right, Jim? The employee. And maybe think about, you know, when's it time for you to say, I might have to leave this place?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. We've all contemplated it. You all sit there and go, you know, I don't get paid enough for this shit. I know everyone's thought that because everyone does.
Yeah.
It's one of those things, you know?
Yeah. So I think everybody goes through that from time to time, right? Like that normal, like, I don't know if I like this job, right? Whatever.
Yeah. But a lot of people aren't going to leave, you know, I don't blame them because, you know, just you need stability.
You need that paycheck.
Stability is good. And, you know, but there's things obviously in everyone's job where, you know, doesn't go the way they want it to. And they sit there and contemplate like, all right, maybe today will be the last day. Maybe today is the day I punch Bill in the face and leave, you know?
Yeah. You know? Frowned upon. I just, you know, I really don't understand why we can't do that to Bill. Everybody hates Bill. He sucks.
Right now there's a Bill out there like, what the fuck, like, man?
Come on, guys. What did I do to you? Hey, we love you, Bill. We love you.
Yeah. Well, no, trust me. It's not this Bill. There's so many names you could put in there. Just take the like name Jan. Bill out and insert your most hated coworker in that one. Yeah. And there you go.
Like it Jan. Works for you.
Jan.
Yeah, ugh. Jan, that bitch. I don't even know a Jan, do you? I don't know that I've ever met a Jan.
No, it sounds like something from, what is that, the Brady Bunch? Yeah, isn't there a Jan in there or whatever?
That was a Brady Bunch.
Come on, name. Man. You're showing right. your age. Hey, look, wait a minute, I brought it up.
You're the one that brought it up, not me. How is this my fault?
Well, you're saying names like Jan. Come on.
Okay, what is Marsha better?
No, don't do Marsha.
No, okay, sorry.
Although everyone wanted to.
Good point. Well, we were thinking, let's go over some things that might be like signs that it's time to go, right? Like, like obviously, if they start treating you like shit, they want you to leave, it's time to go, right?
Yeah.
That's an easy one.
Oh, yeah, right? You know. Wow, they're so angry at me.
Right?
What did I do?
What did I do? Why do they hate me so?
Damn.
But what about if, you know, what about if all the managers' emails start to have this whole, like, let's ride this wave together vibe, right? Like, that's definitely a sign something's going on. If every single email or conversation is like this, we're in it together vibe, right?
Yeah, yeah. They have, come on. Oh, you know, listen, we gotta pull together for this one. You know, sometimes they do that, but yeah, it's like, well, maybe you do because you're an hire.
Yeah, because you're in charge, not me.
Well, you know, some of the things like, you know that it's time to go is when you are sitting there, you walk in and I get in early, but you're already looking at the clock, like, how much longer do I have? It's almost looked at like a sentence every day.
Yes, yes. You know? Like you're doing hard time.
Yeah, yeah. No Diddy juice in the
Diddy juice.
No Diddy juice in the at work though, you know. But it's crazy, man.
Yeah, like, yeah. Like everybody looks at the clock, but if you start looking at the clock at 9:03, you probably fucking hate that place.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, like you're sitting there going, oh my God, I've been here for so long. I can't, and they're like, it's only 8:00. What? What?
What about if you, you go into the break room, Jim, everything's broken in the break room, right? Like the coffee pot doesn't make coffee anymore. Like the microwaves all say out of order on them. There's just the one left and it stinks, right?
Yeah, because like, listen, we've hit on this in other episodes, part of this. Like, I know I could tell you at my job, and I will not say where I work, the rumor was, and this came from my father, who did work that he did work at the same company, said that they would put someone in a room with literally, there you go, that's what they would have, maybe just a pen.
Yeah.
A pen, but no paper.
That's and then so mean.
The next day, they'd have papers, but it was like no pens. And they
I
wouldn't put like a computer in the room.
I could get
room.
By with like, the paper with no pen. I'd be making paper airplanes all day.
I don't know. Because, listen, if you get the right person, I'm going to ride that one out, man. Yeah. Like, if that's what you're looking to do, because it is tactic on a company to do that. We brought that up with Jay and Cheyenne, I believe. Like, you know, they want you to quit, because then when you quit, you're not entitled to some of the benefits.
Yeah, so they give you a computer with no keyboard or mouse.
Yeah, yeah. Or the keys are stuck. They give them your old computer.
Damn, you know. I was gonna say it was your computer, and they just leave it on like a meat spin and unplug the mouse and the keyboard, and they're like, you gotta sit in here all day, it's your job.
Yeah,
here at FU Corp we expect you in your chair doing your job.
I mean, and there's that old tale of listen, you feel undervalued, you feel like you could be doing a lot more for the company, or you feel like you put a lot of effort into something and maybe it wasn't recognized, and it kind of makes you take a step back.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's good.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's time to go. It's like,
to
go, or it just gives you that moment of clarity. Like maybe I have been just trying to do too much and maybe I just need to just treat this like a job.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and sometimes that helps people.
Well,
so.
I was thinking about the break room again, because I was just like picturing when I did work in an office and I had to put like my food in there and hope nobody ate it.
Ugh,
but what if
that's like a roulette, my friend.
Coffee pot doesn't work. There's only one working microwave left, and the fridge is just like, you open the door and it's filled with like mold and old milk and shit. Time to go.
But, you know, like you think of that person that, you know, you always see the stories online or stuff like that with people always stealing the the food. I love the genius people out there that are like, they take bars of Dove soap and put like chocolate over it or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Or they make it into like a sandwich. They hide some shit in the sandwich. Or they make it, they put a ghost pepper in the one person sandwich.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, you get what you deserve on that.
Yeah,
someone else
true.
Bought in lunch. You fell for it. You shouldn't be touching other people's food, and you grabbed it. Good for you. I hope you're shitting blood after having that ghost pepper. You know, I'm not going to feel bad. What are you going to do? You're going to go run to HR?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. They put a ghost pepper in.
In the sandwich I stole.
Yeah. Was that your sandwich? No, it was his, but he should know better than that. No.
You know what, though, Jim? In this day and age, you'd probably get in trouble for it.
Yeah, you get in trouble for that. And that's the crazy part.
Or like rub peanuts all over it and hoping that whoever steals it has a peanut allergy.
Well,
they're walking through the building with their eyes are all swollen. They can't see.
Looking like Will Smith from Hitch. Yeah. All blown up.
Oh, shit. Jimmy, you're in trouble. How could you do that to him? He stole my food.
Yeah. And the crazy part is, like you said, they would hold you more accountable than they would him.
Mm,
and he's sitting there going, wait a minute, you got to be kidding me right now. You know, come on.
What about if like you suddenly realize that you're narrating your own day like a true crime podcast, right?
Jeremy came in at 7:30 feeling upset.
Yeah.
Jeremy's hemorrhoids have been itching.
I opened that same fucking spreadsheet for the 50,000th time. And you know what I wanted to do? I wanted to delete it.
Well, I'm sure there's people. I'm sure they're going, Jeremy's going to slap the shit out of everyone in this room. And that's in his own head. Yeah. He's just narrating it like, oh, I'm going to smack that person so hard they don't know what's coming.
At 9:03 when I sat down, I started looking around the room and thinking about a game I played when I was younger called Duck, Duck, Goose. But I wanted to play Smack, Smack, Punch and just go cubicle to cubicle.
Or Jeremy's sitting there as he has one brewing from the morning coffee that he drank. And he's going, Jeremy's going to go sit in stall 38.
And drop an upper decker. Yeah.
And as Jeremy sits there, he's going to realize that this job is getting to him.
Actually, I listened to this podcast. Yeah. It sounds great. Shit.
It's like the captain's log, literally. But your own, you know? Yeah. Captain's log. Okay.
Took my third shit of the day and got paid for it.
The toilet paper is a grade down from what it was last week at the job. I wonder if they're looking to cost cut.
I went to go wipe and my finger went right through it. It's like we shouldn't even use paper at all.
Yeah. I'm going to have to use the Nest things that I put on the toilet paper. Just to do that.
Yeah, that's when you know your company's cheap. If you have to like wipe and wash your hands afterwards, like because there's no paper, or you know, you start pulling the toilet seat covers and you're wiping with that.
Well, there's no rugs on the floor
it's
to pick time those
to go.
Up.
Yeah, the rug.
Well, you know, another thing, like going back is, you know, obviously if you're in a job and you're still growing, I guess. You know, like you still want to grow, you're still in your career where you're like, I could do more than this. And the job is just not offering that growth.
Yeah.
Or there's no, like, you've kind of hit that ceiling. Then you have to sit there and say to yourself, you know, it's either I'm okay with this and this is what it's going to be until I either hopefully get a promotion or I get something else, or I may have to start looking because I'm just not challenged.
Yeah.
You know, I think that a big part of that has to do with a lot of, like, where people are at in their personal lives, too. You know, they may sit there as much as they want to be challenged at work. They may just go, listen, I'm going to come in and do what I got to do.
Yep.
And we brought that up with Jay and Cheyenne as well. Like saying, we're just going to come in. I'm going to do my job and I'm going to go home. I'm going to treat it like a job. And then it allows you actually to concentrate on some things you have going on in your personal life, which isn't a bad thing.
Sounds so familiar to me.
Yeah.
Wow. You're getting too serious. I'm thinking more like,
I know, I'm sorry.
What if you're the only one in the building who knows how the printer works? Is it time to go?
Yeah, exactly. Especially if you're off. Hey, Jeremy, this is Allison. I'm the new person. I met you like a week ago and you seem very upset, but I don't know if you remember me. The printer's not working. Yeah, it's my day off.
Yeah, I answer phones. What do you want from me? Yeah. Well, they told me that since we no longer have an IT department to call you, like, who's they?
Yeah, exactly.
Your boss. Oh, shit. That's funny. Do people still use printers? I think they do, right?
Yeah, we do. I know. We do at work. But it's crazy. Even like we're printing, you can't go there like you used to be able to. Not that you're going to abuse it, but and they really don't say anything. I really can't say much, you know, if you're printing up something quick, one or two pages, but they literally, you're like being tracked with everything.
Every time.
You move, you print something, they could go in and see what you printed. Like it's
Jimmy,
you know.
Why'd you print this picture of balls again?
Yeah.
We told you to stop this.
I told you about that one guy in the past episode. Literally, older gentleman printing up pictures.
Jesus.
It's like, you're not getting around that. They're not, oh, I didn't print that. No, it's almost like Austin Powers book. No, it says right here, you did print it, actually, and we have a picture of you at your desk doing it.
Yeah.
That wasn't me. No, it was you.
What about, you know, what about if you literally sit there in your chair all day and just daydream about getting fired?
Yeah.
Time to go?
I would say that. That's not good.
Yeah.
That just means you're not engaged. And listen, I know I'm going to get more serious here on you, but exactly. But you never want to be that way at a job. You want to give it, you know, like, listen, I'm all about, I would never want that name to follow me. That I didn't do anything and all that. Like, I have to get my work done. Like, that's just how I am. I'm built that way. It's ethic. And you don't want that to kind of follow you. You know, you don't, if your job's bringing you down to that level where you're just like, I'm totally done, then you know what? It doesn't mean you got to quit. I'm not saying quit, but it's really time to start looking, you know, maybe for something else.
Yeah, yeah. Time to get on LinkedIn, right?
Something. I don't know. LinkedIn, I think, is just drowned out. You know, like I have seen, you know, jobs posted, but at the same time, it's like, you know, it tells you, oh, over 100 people applied for that job. Oh, that's great.
You know? Thanks. So you're saying good. I have a chance.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, no.
All right. What about any other ones, Jim? Any other signs that it's time to go, or do you want to move on?
Well, we say, you know, the recognition or the appreciation that, you know, is sometimes you know that the job is ready to get rid of you when they just give you unrealistic expectations.
Yeah, that's true.
Your workload is just like, oh, you know, we know that you look like you're about to pull your hair out. Actually, you know, when you started here about 2 years ago, you had a full head of hair, but I notice you're bald now.
Yeah.
But we want to add one more task on, and your team could do it.
No,
but
we need you to take this on.
Yeah, it's almost like in the LA Guys.
You're our guy, Jim.
Yeah.
You're our guy.
It's like the LA Guys, that part where he goes, free hot dogs for the two. Oh, no candy. Soda though.
Can't do it. Well, yeah, listen, sometimes it's just time to go, right? It's time to go.
Yep.
Go ahead, sorry.
I was gonna say, you know, one thing I want to bring up, like micromanaging or any kind of lack of autonomy. So think about it, you're micromanaged. You feel like after a while you're getting paid decent salary because you made decent decisions, they moved you up. I think they should let you manage your people, you know, manage the group. And, you know, if there's something you're not sure of or something that you're like, nah, you know, let me run this by the board. That's really how it should be. When you give people the lack of autonomy and you're micromanaging them through every step, they want to get out of there.
Oh, yeah.
They are not staying. They're not gaining any experience.
Yep.
And you're not really helping them in their careers as well.
So, this is true. Well,
I think I'm done.
Jimmy, it's that special time of year again, the office holiday season. The lights are up, morale is down, and HR's already drafting apology emails.
Oh yeah, nothing says holiday cheer like pretending you're happy to be at the office party while your boss gets completely shit-faced.
Oof. That's exactly why we created the Seasons Meetings Collection, a line of mugs that truly capture the spirit of corporate holiday misery, Jimmy.
You mean like the one that says, stop being the office, ho, ho, ho? Seriously. You're getting glitter everywhere.
And they do. They get glitter everywhere, don't they?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's for that one coworker. Everybody knows who they are. You know, they probably wore a Santa dress to the all-hands meeting.
Oh, then there's my favorite. You're radiating positive company creeper energy. The mug with the guy holding mistletoe.
Yeah.
Sitting next to the girl on the desk.
She looks miserable.
Oh, God, she does.
It's festive in a, like, restraining order kind of way, right?
Oh, boy. HR is sitting there shaking their head. No, we're ready.
Yep, exactly. These are the mugs you hold when you're surviving another round of forced cheer and passive-aggressive potlucks.
Or when you need something to throw at your coworker during Secret Santa.
Or you can give them as a Secret Santa, right?
That's true.
You know, so this holiday season, pour yourself a little caffeine and a lot of sarcasm with the Seasons Meetings Collection from shopabovemypaygrade.com.
Because nothing says happy holidays like, please don't talk to me until January.
Now, back to Above My Pay Grade.
Rumor has it, Jim, that you might have brought an odd job for today's episode.
That is true, Jeremy. I did bring an odd job. I'm thinking, you know, I'm sitting there going, all the shit at work, and we talk a lot about, and we don't condone violence, but we joke around about beating people at work
would
and smacking
never
the
really
shit out
do
of them.
It.
So let's just say you went above and beyond, and someone did it, and it happens, and it's sad. And I don't want to see it in the news, but it's unfortunate. This is the world we live in. We see something happening all the time. So something happens, a tragedy, or someone just gets killed. You know, it's for the people that are involved, they move on, they figure it out. But guess who gets that phone call when it's all said and done? Like, oh, you know, listen, we had a tragedy and let's just say the mall. Someone, you know, wind up shooting themselves or did something and they're in the food court there. The mall shut down, you know, but my company or the odd job that we're going to bring up is you're the person that has to do that cleanup, like crime scene cleanup. you know?
Oh, yeah, that's nasty.
It's no knock on them. And they they make great money. Yeah. And let me tell you, like, that's a commanding job. They could make really good money.
Yep.
And they have to be very careful. They have to wear, like, the neoprene suits. And, you know, they have to make, because if you're dealing with bodily fluids, you have the chance of disease. You know, like, you got to make sure everything's cleaned up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, it's just a very odd job.
Like, that is an odd one. Crime scene
cleanup
crew.
Yeah. Like, imagine the phone calls. Now we're going to get a little fun. Imagine the phone calls. Hey, this is Sergeant so-and-so from the Quack Duck Police Department. Listen, we got a couple of dead people down here, two of them. One guy blew his brains, half of them out, half of it, it's on the wall. The other, you know, like, what, like, do they get the calls like that? Or is it very serious? Like, this is Bill. We got three deceased at this address. You're going to have to come here. And it's like, all right, well, I guess I got to go there and see it. I wonder if they walk and go, holy fuck, look at this, man. Look at how bad this is. Or they're just so used to it or numb to it that they just, you know, it's like, oh, all right, hey, got to clean it up.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Jim? Yeah, it's your boss. We got a dead fat guy that's leaking shit out of his anus all over a pretty brand new apartment. We're going to need you to head over there to clean that up, Jim. Can you get on that?
Yeah, and it's like, God damn it.
No, Jim. This is your job. Right. Get in your car and head over there. I'll meet you there. You let me know when you're done, and then I'll meet you there.
Like, what does that do for there? So think about when that happens, and it's like, listen, people got to pay bills.
Yeah.
Some people do it because it doesn't even affect them. But imagine, like, someone like you, kind of like light on the stomach, you know, doesn't do too well.
You're going to make me puke, aren't you?
Yeah, I can just totally see him going, bleh, bleh.
I would never be able to get through a day of this. I'd have to have
you forget.
If I could even smell anything or see anything, I'm done.
Oh, you're done. I'm dry. You'd have to see it. What are you going to do? You're going to clean it up blind?
I have to walk around with my eyes closed and just feel around for stuff.
Hope for the best. Is that a tooth or a fingernail? And you're like, oh, forget it.
Oh, my God. Imagine that.
Jim? Yeah, it's your boss again. Listen, buddy, I'm going to need you to drive back over to the scene. It seems like you missed about 7 teeth. Yeah, they kind of rolled underneath the stove. I need you to head over there with a dustpan.
I can't believe laughing at this. This is not even like, this is a bad comedy. Yeah, exactly. It's horrible comedy, man. But, you know, this, like, it's a serious job for people to make good money, and good for them, because I think that they deserve it. That's not easy. Just like being a funeral director, you know, you're dealing with, I think with those jobs, because, you know, obviously someone close to us is a funeral director. Like, I think with those jobs, it's more the pride thing, too.
Yeah.
You know, like, you're taking care of someone's family member. You're taking care of someone's mother, daughter, or son, you know, whoever it is.
Yeah, this is not that.
This is not. Like, it's already, like, it's done already.
Yeah.
Like, it's already, you know, like, it's unfortunate, but you got to try to clean it up. For the family, it could be even being a family's house that someone did something, and you got to try to do your best to, like, erase that moment or try to get rid of the stuff. And it's got to be strange.
Jim, I think your boss is calling you again. Hold on.
Oh, God.
Jim, yeah, it's your boss. We need you to get over to 34 Main Street. Seems like we got a dead guy laying on the living room floor. Wife cut off his penis, put it in the microwave. You ever see when you put a peep in the microwave, Jim, and then it kind of expands and blows up? Yeah, well, that's what we're dealing with. We're going to need you to bring some extra Febreze with you, because when it blew up, it got all over the couch. 10-4?
Well,
thanks, buddy.
And I
have a great day, okay?
And I get it. I get it. But imagine, all right, so now I'm going to go even sicker. You just said that they put it in the microwave.
Yeah.
Like, at what point do you just go to the family, like, you're not going to want to cook any food in that microwave?
You don't want
to
live here anymore.
You just had, like, someone's, you know, the kids staying there. It's like that. Yeah. There were more than hot dogs in that microwave, kids. I don't know if you want any kind of smell. Like, that's got to go.
Definitely.
The oven, like, I'd be like, I burn it. I'd just be like, burn it all.
Take that with you.
Or just, you know, wipe the walls down, and we're going to get them repainted after they're disinfected. But everything, like the floors, the whole thing, I want it redone.
Yeah.
You got to start new, because I'm sorry. It's like, we did a good, we tried doing the best we could on that blood stain over there on the left. You know, put a plan over it. No one will notice.
Oh, shit. Wrong button. Jim? Yeah, it's your boss again. Yeah, we got another call for you, buddy. Yeah, there's a lot of blood here. I mean, you're wearing boots today, right? Oh. You're going to need your galoshes. What we're thinking is if you could just roll that carpet up, throw it out, and then, I don't know, maybe just run down to Home Depot, grab another carpet, throw it over the hardwood, because that should stain too, Jimmy. Yeah. We're going to need you to really, really elbow grease this one, all right, buddy?
Well,
have a good day, Jim. Thanks. Yeah. Bye. That's your boss, by the way.
I think, I know you're my boss. Thanks.
No, he says it every time.
Yeah, every time. But I don't think that.
Hey, Jim. Sorry to interrupt. Sorry, this is just a butt dial. Talk to you later. It's your boss. Bye.
I don't think that they have to. They don't have to clean it to that level. I think that it's more like disinfectant
clean. Listen here, Jim. When I call you and tell you to clean it to that level, you fucking clean it to that level, Jim. Yeah, you thought you hung up on me, didn't you? Well, you didn't. I'm still here. How goddamn dare you? It's your boss, by the way. Bye.
Oh shit!
You gotta like, and you gotta be confidential with that shit too.
Oh yeah, you
that's
can't not tell
like,
anyone.
You know,
you just go home. Your eyes are all wide. Like you'll never believe the shit I saw today. I can't tell you anything.
Well, I'm sure they could keep it. Like you know, I had really bad cleanup one time, but as long as they're not giving an address or anything, you know, they're all right. But I'm sure it's like, wow, you know, it's just like, damn, man.
Yeah.
So this is a strange job. Nothing against it.
Nope.
Like I said, there's always
gotta
a job out there.
Got to do what you got to
get done. So, yep. But that is just one of those ones where you're like, ugh.
Oh, hey, Jim, I just wanted to call and tell you you're doing a great job. You know, when that guy's rectum burst on the fifth floor, and I mean, there's no sign of rectum anywhere, Jim. I've never seen anybody with this kind of detail. You're just really good at this, Jim. I really appreciate you. By the way, it's your boss. Yeah. Thanks. Bye.
It was a strange death.
It's your boss, by the way. Bye.
This guy, he's like, yeah, the worst one I saw. You see this guy telling like his horror stories. The worst one I saw is a guy put a 2-liter bottle of Coke in his ass. He didn't know that it was leaking a little bit, and then he tried to throw a Pepto in there or one of those things, and it was supposed to shoot out a butt rocket, but then it wound up exploding inside of him.
Hey, Jim. Yeah, it's your boss. You ever see on the internet when somebody throws a Mento into a Coca-Cola bottle?
That's it.
Yes, that happened with somebody's anus today. We're going to need you to get down here to 17 First Avenue.
It's like butt chug's gone wrong.
Yeah, you better bring a shovel. Hey, by the way, it's your boss.
Stupid.
Well, there it is. Yeah, not as comedic, but one of those jobs where you're like, oh God, that's horrible.
Pretty funny, actually. The shit that could happen. I mean, it's sad, obviously,
and it's everywhere. So think about anything, accidents, car accidents, when people commit suicide. What are you doing?
It's just I don't know. I'm in a weird place today.
Unless it's a natural death.
Yeah.
Like literally in the hospital, or you're dying at home, or you had a heart attack and it fell, you know, nothing's seeping out yet.
You're coming to clean up.
Yeah, there's a cleanup.
It's not
going to
be good.
It's crazy, man.
Well, it's an odd job, guys. You never know. You might get fired next week. And if you do, you now have another career path that you can go, go down. And, if you do have that kind of job, and you want to bitch and moan about your boss. Actually, hold on. I got a call coming in.
This is Jimmy's boss. I just wanted to call and the employee feedback line at 914-357-4178. And just say, Jimmy's a real bitch sometimes. And I'm really tired of working with him. Anybody can call the employee feedback line at 914-357-4178. Right, Jim?
I guess. I'm not fucking answering you,
asshole. He's a real bitch. See, like I told you. Like a real bitch.
Should call it, though.
Yeah, call the line. Leave a message. Now's the time, people. We'll play it next week.
Will we?
Yeah, why not? As long as we're still here.
Yeah.
If you're not out cleaning up a crime scene somewhere, you're not. Well, I think that was a fun episode. What do you think?
Yeah, quick, but it's one of those ones where you sit there like, I'm going to be thinking about this job now, man. Damn.
I think the people of Amazon Music are especially going to like this one, and they're going to hit follow, subscribe, like, all that stuff that people do on their things, on their podcasty things, you know?
Yeah.
That's the technical terms, Jim.
Yeah, I've got one for next week already.
All right.
Just thought of it.
Ooh, a little tease.
It's a good one. It is a good one.
Well, then you know what to do, people. You're going to want to tune in next week. And don't forget to check out our website, abovemypaygradepodcast.com. Right, Jim?
100%.
So good. I got naked pictures of Jimmy on there right now. Oh, I forgot to tell you about
you
that.
You want
to
get more hits. You don't want people to...
What the hell?
Never go there.
Our hits are plummeting.
Yeah.
All right. Guys, have a great work week. It's going to suck, but don't worry. It's almost the end of the year. Hopefully, you got some time off coming up, right?
Oh, yeah. You know what's coming up? It's our holiday party extravaganza.
We're planning right now. Did you get The Rock, by the way? Or no?
The Rock?
Yeah. Did he say yes?
No.
Oh, shit. Okay.
I thought you meant crack rock because I think that's what you're smoking right now.
All right. Later.
Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Above My Pay Grade podcast. Don't forget to subscribe on Amazon Music. Go to abovemypaygradepodcast.com. Click the Amazon Music button and get notified of new episodes as soon as they hit. Above My Pay Grade is produced by Kilohertz Media. Copyright 2025. Go to abovemypaygradepodcast.com for more info.